A fantastic response here in London's Wigmore Hall to Bourget's 13th string quartet in G major, performed with great verve by this extremely affable quartet, the Škampa Quartet in the Czech Republic. Dvořák's 13th string quartet, written in 1895, as he'd happily just returned from 3 years in New York. The Škampa Quartet are going to be following in Dvořák's footsteps, actually. They're going to the States next week, to San Francisco and to New York as well. The Škampa's first violinist is Helena Jerzykowska, second violinist Daniela Salchkova. The viola player is Radim Sedmidubsky and the cellist Lukáš Polák. They're back on stage to soak up some more applause here at Wigmore Hall. Extremely warm response. There are people on their feet for the Škampa Quartet. But that is all we have time for next week here at Wigmore Hall for the lunchtime concert live. We'll have baritone Markus Werber and pianist Gary Matthewman performing Schubert and Brahms, a programme that was meant to be performed in April, but Markus couldn't get here. He was stranded by that volcano in Iceland. For now, though, from here at London's Wigmore Hall, it's time for me to hand you back to Broadcasting House.
And that was Katie Derham. This is BBC Radio 3, where the time now is just a little after 3 o'clock. Time for World Roots. And this week, a look back on this summer's WOMAD Festival, which was held in July, just outside Malmesbury in Wiltshire. It's introduced by Lucy Duran.
As summer begins to feel like a distant memory, what better way to remember those lovely warm days than to revisit some of the wonderful music we heard at the WOMAD Festival last July in Charlton Park. This year, Radio 3 celebrated its 10th anniversary at the festival, and under a canopy of trees at the Arboretum, the Radio 3 stage was buzzing with great music and a lively audience. On today's programme, we revisit the festival with highlights we didn't have time for during the summer's broadcasts. Music by five distinctive artists, coming to you from as far and wide as Africa, the Caribbean, and the edge of Western Asia. From Azerbaijan, the remarkable vocals of father and daughter duet, Alim Kasimov and Fergana Kasimova. From Cuba and the UK, Ska Cubano and their punchy Cuban dance music, mixed with a touch of Jamaican ska. From the main stage at WOMAD on Friday night, Horace Andy. And finally, the king of Kwasa Kwasa, Kanda Bongo Man. We start, though, with one of West Africa's rising young stars, Dobe Nyaware.
Say, ah, 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 Forgive me. Pardonne-moi. tous ceux à qui j'ai fait du mal. Je vous demande pardon. Forgive me.
Dobe Nyaore, 27-year-old singer and dancer from the Ivory Coast, one of the exciting young voices from Africa, recorded last summer at the WOMAD Festival in Charlton Park. Now, for me, one of the exciting things about the WOMAD Festival is the way it uses different stages and times of day to create completely different musical worlds. At the giant Siam tent, very late on the Saturday night, when most of the rest of the festival was quiet, a small but dedicated audience was enthralled by the extraordinary vocals of father and daughter duet, Alim Kasimov and Fergana Kasimova from Azerbaijan. Mugam is the ancient classical music that connects Azerbaijan with other Central Asian traditions. Alim and Fergana are accompanied here on tar, a Central Asian long-necked lute with a figure of eight resonator, kamancha, the spike fiddle, and the daf, frame drum, which the singers hold close to their mouths and use as a kind of resonator. They perform a medley, starting with Sev Kilim, My Sweetheart, followed by a fragment of Mugam Shur, and ending on an improvisation of their own creation. This is the Alim Kasimov Ensemble. Thank you.
Sabrım tükendi yok, gami hizmanı dağıtım. Sabrım tükendi yok, gami hizmanı dağıtım.
From Azerbaijan, the inspirational singing of Alim Kasimov and his daughter Fergana Kasimova, recorded last July at the WOMAD Festival at Charlton Park. At WOMAD, not only can you hear some great, less-known musical treasures like Mugam, but you can also expect to see some veteran stars. One of the special treats of this summer's festival was Jamaican-born roots reggae singer Horace Andy. He's probably best known for his contribution to the trip-hop Bristol band Massive Attack, but he's a prolific recording artist in his own right, and he has a very distinctive voice with that characteristic wide vibrato at the ends of lines and his rewind device, where he mimics the studio effect of a tape winding back. Performing with his six-piece band on the main stage, here's Horace Andy with Man Next Door.
Live next door. Yeah. There's a man that lives next door. He and my neighbor. He and my neighbor. He gets me down. He gets in so late. Thank you. nice come and sing for you all, you know? Yeah, man. I love the weather, for real. Honestly. Yeah, man, no respect to each and everyone who come out. And bless him. My favorite Sidi One song. My all-time favorite song. Dedicated to all of my fans who come out. And who know me as sleepy. Alright. Yeah, so my bridge over here. Straight for you. Every tongue shall tell on that day when the Lord comes again. Yeah, to judge everyone for their wrong.
Shut up, tune up, yeah, play one time.
To the inspiration of Rastafari, I write these songs. I'm a young man, Federation, I know. It's a young man. Listen, teach me how to look at you. I'm a silly man. Don't forget this. That's all. To all the conscious people who come out now. To all the rest of the original emphasis. I every tongue shall tell on that day when the Lord comes again to judge everyone.
Reggae singer Horace Andy recorded this summer at the WOMAD Festival in Charlton Park. You're listening to me, Lucy Duran, on World Roots with this special programme of highlights from WOMAD not yet broadcast. Well, it's not far from Jamaica, where Horace Andy's from, to the neighbouring Caribbean island, Cuba. But we don't often think of the two islands as having a shared musical heritage. One group that begs to differ is Ska Cubano. They're a London-based ensemble, numbering amongst their ranks musicians from Cuba, Venezuela, Colombia, Japan and the UK. And they're led by the exuberant South Londoner Natty Bow on vocals. They combine old-style Cuban mambo from the 1950s with ska, one of the roots of reggae. And the result is some utterly infectious dance music. Keeping the audience at the Radio 3 stage up on their feet, here's Ska Cubano with their song Istanbul.
make a vision stand full. Now the crescent moon and the stars that reach beyond whisper to us secrets we can only find it. Long time gone, the full sea of trouble, let us concentrate. What's us on having up the dance with them? Look to the future of our instant of the pool.
Clap your hands! And stomp your feet! Jump, jump!
Thank you.
Fusing Jamaican ska with Cuban dance music and adding more than just a touch of the 1980s British two-tone sound, that was Ska Cubano, recorded during their late-night gig on the Radio 3 stage this summer at the WOMAD Festival. And I can tell you, when Ska Cubano was supposed to end their set just before midnight, cheering, clapping and shouting more, the audience simply would not let them go. The Radio 3 team finally admitted defeat and got permission to bring Ska Cubano back on after the official curfew. Well, in general, the Radio 3 stage was one of the liveliest of the WOMAD venues, and that's partly because we were celebrating our 10th anniversary at the festival. So we'll end this special programme, just as we ended the festival itself, with one of the great dance musics of all time, Congolese Soukous, by one of its star performers, none other than Kanda Bongo Man. a veteran singer from the Democratic Republic of Congo, now based in the north of England. Kanda Bongo Man is the master of irresistible dance moves like Kwasa Kwasa, and he had the whole audience, and even some of the Radio 3 presenters, myself included, dancing along. Kanda Bongo Man at the Radio 3 stage with Money.
BBC Radio. Thank you very much and enjoy yourself. Muchana. Woo!
And there we leave Candabongo Man performing Muchana on the Radio 3 stage at this year's WOMAD Festival. Next week on World Roots, Lucy Duran announces the protégé of the 2011 World Roots Academy. That's at the same time, 3 o'clock next Saturday. Well, the saxophonist, trumpet soloist, band leader and arranger Benny Carter is the subject of Jazz Library in just a moment, after a word about contemporary jazz here on Radio 3.
On this Monday's Jazz on 3, I take a trip to one of Europe's most distinctive jazz events, the Budapest Jazz Festival. With Bartók, Kadály and Liszt amongst its famous sons, Hungary is intensely proud of its rich musical tradition. And jazz is part of that history, with a unique approach blending local folk musics with cutting-edge improvisation. I'll be featuring some of Hungary's leading jazz musicians in some intriguing collaborations with artists from across Europe and America. So join me, Jazz Nelson, for a trip to the Budapest Jazz Festival this Monday night at 11:15.
But back to this afternoon, and it's time now to take a visit to the Jazz Library, presented by Alan Shipton.
The subject of today's Jazz Library is a multi-instrumentalist who is one of the most complete musicians in jazz history, Benny Carter. Joining me to talk about the music of Benny Carter is Scottish drummer and band leader Ken Matheson. And Ken, I think you had a direct personal connection with Benny.
Yes, I got to know Benny, first of all, in 1984 when he toured with Herb Ellis. And I got booked with the local rhythm section to back Herb and Benny in the Queen's Hall. It started then, and 3 years later, I was running the first ever Glasgow Jazz Festival, and Benny was the composer in residence. So he was around for a full week, and I saw him every day, got to know him really well. We got off to a great start in 1984, and we picked up where we left off.
Benny seems to be somebody whose career just spans so many different things. It's very, very hard to pick where we start. But you've suggested that we go right the way back to 50 years before you met him, in fact.
Yeah.
And one of his early big bands in New York, playing a piece that absolutely epitomises his early writing style, which was somehow or another the ability to take the fluency of his solo playing and transfer it to an arrangement. The piece is Symphony in Riffs from 1933, and it's an extraordinary band, isn't it?
It certainly is. It's full of people who were to be the stars of the swing era. None less than Benny himself, of course, because he had really, by this time, become one of the most influential arrangers around in New York and was showing the way that jazz was going to go.
Thank you. That's Symphony in Riffs, and I've taken that from a prestige elite album called The Classic Years, although it's out on many Benny Carter anthologies. Benny Carter's band in October 1933, and the full personnel is on the Jazz Library website, the address to come later in the programme. Benny spent quite a lot of time in the 1930s in Europe, originally coming over to work as an arranger for the BBC. But next, Ken, you've gone for a very, very famous session with Coleman Hawkins and those famous members of the Hot Club of France, Stefan Grappelli this time on piano and Django Reinhardt on guitar.
Yes, indeed. This kind of epitomises the gulf that existed between the jazz musicians in Europe at that time and the leading jazz musicians of the United States. Not that Django Reinhardt and his cohorts let themselves down in any way. Django was clearly a very singular voice, and the two saxophonists on this acquit themselves very well for the time, but you just see the yawning gulf opening up between their levels and the levels of Coleman Hawkins and Benny.
There's no doubt at any point that it's Coleman and Benny rather than Alex Combel and André Echien, who are the two other local soloists.
Yes, indeed. My only regret with this session is clearly you've got a record producer who has got the two hottest names on jazz saxophone in his studio at the same time in Paris. And Django Reinhardt, who was also a world-sized talent, really didn't get the exposure on these sessions that his talent deserved. But having said that, Hawkins and Carter are at the top of their form, and the music they produce is stunning.
Thank you.
Crazy Rhythm by the Coleman Hawkins All-Star Jam Band. That again comes from the prestige Benny Carter collection, The Classic Years, but it can also be found on the Naxos Django Reinhardt series and indeed on various Coleman Hawkins reissues. The band, Coleman Hawkins and Alex Combell on tenors, Benny Carter and André Ecquien on altos, Stefan Grappelli piano, Django Reinhardt guitar, Eugène Delhem on bass and Tommy Benford drums. Back on this side of the channel, Benny worked quite regularly with BBC musicians, but he was also allowed to make records. And we've chosen one. In a way, I think, Ken, you and I agree that none of Benny's UK sessions quite match his American work, but this one comes as near as any.
Yes, I think part of that's down to the very spirited arrangement that Benny has written on Nagasaki. It's also played with a lot of verve and spirit by the band. Benny was actually very taken with the trumpet playing of Tommy McWhirter, and he is documented as having written to one of his colleagues in New York, extolling Tommy's virtues. But you can still hear the difference in standard. Jazz was still relatively new in Europe, and the musicians here, no matter how capable they eventually turned out to be, were still playing catch-up at that time.
One thing about this is it's a rare example of hearing Benny the vocalist, and he has the same freedom as a singer as he does later on when he takes the alto solo.
Yes, indeed. There's another musician. I mentioned Tommy McWhirter. There are a couple of other musicians on this session whose names really ought to be recorded. There's a fine clarinet player called Andy McDevitt and a very fine Teddy Wilson-style piano player called Eddie McCauley.
In Fujiyama you get her mama, then your troubles increase. Pagoda, she ought to soda, the quick kill chick, 10 feet. Oh, the huggy and the kissy time, my jingle boys worth the price. I back and I can talk about the battle to the back and a women wiggy whack.